Hello.
Hi, John. This is Leslie calling from Independence.
Just a moment. Let me mute my TV.
Sure.
Okay. Hello. John Magnoni speaking.
Hi, John. It's Esther from Independent Home Care. I attempted to reach out to your caregiver, Renice. I couldn't get through. I tried her on both phone numbers. One of it says her voicemail is full, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call her again first thing tomorrow morning and see if I can get through, and if we don't, then we're going to go to Plan B, okay?
Okay, what's Plan B?
Is we're going to help find you a new caregiver.
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord. Now, this woman who called me, I think it was Friday,
mm-hmm.
I spoke to her on Friday, said, No problem. Ariana's still going to be your aide. But maybe she's moved on. She could already be working for another agency. Isn't Independent Care a separate agency from the agency she was with, or are you an oversight kind of agency?
Only the management changed. So you're still with Independent. Nothing changes on your end or the caregiver ends.
Geez, I liked her a lot.
I hope everything's okay, and you know we'll find something out.
Yeah, it's getting a little backed up. Do my dishes well when I keep it after it a little bit. I'm eating well enough. Well, prostate cancer's in check. I don't think I have too many pressing concerns. At first, you know, when she first didn't show up a couple days, I thought, hey, she could be on the way. She could be in trouble on the roads. And I called and saw, you know, as soon as she didn't show, I waited a little while to allow for travel conditions, and then I would call and say, could you please reach out to her and see if she's okay? She has an iPhone. I don't have her number. Never asked for it. But, I thought maybe she had trouble on the roads, and I called them and asked them to reach out to her. But I still feel that way in this weather. You know, I don't want I want Ariana to come back. Did she complain or anything?
Nope, not that I'm aware of. Okay, so I'm going to try her again tomorrow morning, and then I'm going to give you a call, okay?
Okay, I'm generally up around 7:30.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to get to the office in the 9 o'clock hour, so I'll try then, okay?
Okay, office opens at 9, you say?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know, even if she decided she doesn't want to come back, if she said she was offended in any way by something I said or thought or something she thought.
Don't worry, we'll make things right, okay?
Well, no, just tell her I apologize. I didn't realize that she were sensitive in the area in which I was. You know, just tell her I hope I didn't offend her. He said, above all, he hopes you weren't offended.
Okay, I'll give over the message, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll be in touch, John. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.